Brothers and sisters, welcome once more again for the daily devotion. My name is Martin Wanjala from Western Kenya. Yeah, it is now also my turn to share with you in this daily devotion. Yeah, this daily devotion has been of great help to brothers and sisters all over the world. And also it has united us in the unity of the faith. My appreciation goes to Pastor Andrew Peary for the vision that God gave him in order to bring ministers together and saints all over the world. Yeah, this daily devotion has been of great help mainly to me, and I really appreciate. So I bring greetings from the family and also the church. The church is called Tongareni, Present Truth Assembly. So I have also been edified by many ministers, seasoned ministers who have been bringing the word of the Lord, and we really appreciate for such a wonderful revelation and the wisdom of God. May God bless you and continue to strengthen you. So I want to share with you concerning the word of God, and I will take my scripture reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Yeah, the Bible says, Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? I will also take the scripture reading from Genesis chapter 41, verse 41 to Genesis chapter 45, verse 17 to 28. Genesis chapter 45, verse 17 to 28. We shall read the word of God. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this. Load your animals and depart and go to the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your household and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded to do this. Take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. Also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of the land of Egypt is yours. Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commands of Pharaoh, and he gave them provision for the journey. He gave all of them to each man changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And he sent to his father these things, 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with the grain, bread, and food for his father and the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed, and he said to them, see that you do not become troubled along the way. Then they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan, to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive and is a governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. So our sharing is about where the word of the king is, there is power. Where the word of the king is, there is power. We are a privileged people in this generation because the word of the king is in our heart. And where the word of the king is, there is power. There is power in the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. So here we see Jacob, when he was down there in Canaan, he was always troubled about his son, Joseph. And Joseph was a governor, a prominent man, a minister in the land of Egypt. So Joseph here represented the Lord Jesus, who died and rose again, and is the master of all circumstances, is in the highest heaven. So we are here a representation of Jacob. We are living in the troubled world, the world which is full of diseases, affliction, troubles, anguish, and also many, many things which are troubling the people. So Jacob was living in the pathetic conditions down there in Canaan. But when Joseph reached somewhere, and he sent people who went back to Canaan to remind Jacob that Joseph is still alive. So the Lord Jesus is also very faithful to his word, and he has sent ministers to remind us that Jesus is still alive. He has sent apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to remind you in everywhere where you are attending certain assemblies or gathering, you need to know that those ministers who are ministering to you, they are bringing the word of the King. And where the word of the King is, there is power. The ministry that is preaching to you is bringing the word of the King, and the word of the King is full of power. And that power is to lift you, to empower you, and also to bring you to a new dimension in Christ Jesus. So Joseph went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was the king of Egypt, and he dedicated all his powers to Joseph. So we know that the Lord Jesus, when he died and rose again, all powers in heaven and on earth was given unto him, and he also dedicated the same power to his people here on earth, his disciples. So where the word of the King is, there is power. And if you have the word of the King, you have power. So that power is to make you rule every situation and every condition and put them under your feet. So Joseph sent his brothers back to Canaan, and he said, "Go and tell my father that Joseph is still alive." So the same Jesus who went to heaven, he came back in the form of the Holy Spirit to remind you that Jesus is alive. He is no longer dead, but he's alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he gave those brothers wagons. And when they went with wagons. These were moving carriages. So the wagons were moving from one place to another. And also Jesus sent a very powerful message to make the church move from glory to glory, from one stage to another. That is the purpose of the message of this hour. Not just to make people stagnant, but to make people move from one stage of anointing to another stage of anointing, to make people move from negativity to positivity, to make people realize where they are heading to and focus upon the coming of the Lord Jesus with a perfect heart and also a perfect vision. So when this man left the presence of Joseph, Joseph was given the wagons from the king, Pharaoh, and also the same Jesus has given us all provision on this Christian journey. All things that we need on this journey is provided by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you needed ministers, he provided ministers. When you needed a message, he provided a message. When you needed healing, he provided a way of salvation and healing. He provided also a way of escape for you in this confused world. So when the brothers went back, they went loaded with the good things from the king. So the ministers, fivefold ministers, are loaded with the good things. And the good things is the ministry, the word of God, which is now empowering God's people, clothing them with power and majesty and understanding to make the church strong. And when you believe his ministry, his ministers, you will be stronger and stronger. So they went back to Canaan loaded with good things. A true ministry is loaded with good things. It's not loaded with confusion or loaded with the spirit of division, but is loaded with the good things from the Lord. So you need to understand anywhere Where a true minister is, he will bring the word of God, and the word of God is the good things. So when they went back to Canaan, here they met their father, Jacob. He represented the church, which is here on earth. So when they met him, Jacob was really astonished when he saw those glorious things that those men were carrying. So he was very inquisitive to ask a question: where is this wagons coming from? And where is this good things coming from? Also, every good things is coming from the Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Joseph, he put everything that the Father needed. So also our Lord Jesus has put everything that we need in the ministry, in his word, and when they preach the word of God, we receive everything we need on this journey. And they told Jacob, edifying him with many things, testimonies, and also they encouraged him and said, this is, these things that you see comes from your son. Joseph is no longer dead, is alive. Also, the good things we are receiving from the ministers comes from our master, the Lord Jesus, and our master is still alive. And where the word of the king is, there is power. So the same wagons which they sent to Jacob, the king commanded that let the wagons carry your father, your wives, your children, and bring them back to where the king is. So the word of the Lord has come to us to bring us back to the king. And the father, and also the children, and their wives, they represented different assemblies all over the world. Local churches, assemblies, which are scattered in every country, in every nation, and the nationalities, and these people believe the same word. So we see here that the wagons which were sent, they were coming from the king. So the same word which we are hearing here is also preached in different nations all over the world. So the wagons were coming from one king, who was a very powerful king. And this is what we are hearing is coming from a very powerful king, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jacob heard all these words, he entered the wagons and prepared to take off to Egypt, where the king was living. So when we hear this word, let us believe it, let us put it in our heart, and let us be part of this word and enter inside the word, and let the word mold us and also carry us to the higher level of God's dimension. So when they entered the wagons, the wagon was moving this man from one glory to another, and the cares of this world was no longer a hindrance to Jacob. He was moved from a land of no food, and he went to a place where there is a lot of food. So Jacob was moving from glory to glory, and also the word of God is strengthening the church and moving the church from glory to glory. So in that journey, everything was provided. Also in this spiritual journey, everything is provided. There is nothing that we can lack when we continue to obey our master. So the king provided the food, security, garments, and all. Also, our security is provided. We are here protected by divine protection. We are provided by spiritual food. We have been given spiritual garments, the Holy Spirit, holiness. Everything that we need on this journey is provided. So the message to Jacob was that Joseph is still alive. So the message today that Jesus is still alive. Jesus is alive and is master over all circumstances, because Joseph was the governor over all Egypt. Also, our Lord Jesus is the master over all circumstances. There is no circumstances that can overpower the word of the king. No matter what we are hearing happening in India and in various places of the world, we know that our Lord Jesus is still alive and is taking care of his own. So take heart. Don't be distracted by what is happening all over the world. We know that we are in the wagon, we are in the carriage, and the Lord Jesus is so concerned about our welfare. So when they reached the king provided them with the best place in the land of Egypt. So our Lord Jesus Christ has provided also for us the best place, yeah, in his body. So we are at the pride of Jesus. That is the best place that the Lord has given you. Thank you. May God bless you. We shall continue. Tomorrow, God willing. God bless you and continue to remember me in prayers. Amen.